All right, I will call us to order in our role as Board of Canvassers and turn it over for opening comments to County Auditor Lucy Martin.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the canvas. We have members of the public, which is pretty exciting for us. So it's a rare occurrence. Thank you for attending. Where are my provisional ballots? Okay. If I could start just by thanking my staff and my election workers and my temporary workers and everybody in this building, actually, for helping us with the election. And I have a small thing, token of appreciation for the board, as the Board of Canvassers.
We love our election officials.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
For your curio cabinet that you
Thank
spoke
you.
Of.
Yes. I haven't got one since 2008. Thank you, Lucy.
Thank you.
So, and if I could just thank Wayne for his tenure on the seat board, which is a big help to all 99 auditors in the state of Iowa. So thank you for that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
There were 162 provisional ballots cast in this election. 128 of those were accepted and 34 were rejected. All those people received a letter as to the what happened to their provisional ballot. So, and with that, I would have you turn it over to you. Just a note that we will be drawing lots for Sherman Township. There was a 9-way tie for a trustee.
And we'll do that when we get to Sherman.
Sherman is actually not in there.
Okay.
So you can actually do that. You might want to start with that.
You might want to start with that.
Or you can end with that.
Yeah.
I leave it up to the.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and do the lots. Wait, here's the lot.
Sure. I know it's your call.
He's unlucky at that
house, yes. Steve, is it Shield? S-C-H-E-I-D. Shide?
Yeah,
Sherman Township.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So we'll go ahead and prepare that sheet and that certificate. And you'll have it in time to sign.
Okay. Perfect.
With that, we'll go through.
Okay. And with that, you're ready for me to go?
Yes.
All right, so we, the undersigned members of the Board of Supervisors and Ex Officio County Board of Canvassers for Story County, hereby certify the following to be a true and correct abstract of the votes cast in Story County at the general election held on the 8th day of November 2016, as shown by the tally list returned from the several election precinct. President, Vice President, Hillary Clinton, Tim Kaine received 25,709 votes. Donald J. Trump, Michael R. Pence received 19,458 votes. Gary Johnson, Bill Weld received 3,014 votes. Lynn Kahn, J. Stoba received 63 votes. Daryl L. Castle, Scott N. Bradley received 126 votes. Jill Stein, and Ajamu Baraka received 491 votes. Dan R. Vasek and Mark G. Elworth received 24 votes. Gloria LaRiva and Dennis J. Banks received 15 votes. Rocky Roque de la Fuente and Michael Steinberg received 15 votes. Nominated by petition, Evan McMillan and Nathan Johnson received 1,061 votes. Candidate total, 49,976 votes. There was a scattering of 691 votes for a total of 50,667 votes. Which I think is a new record in Story County.
Yes, it is.
I believe it is.
That's
State Representative District 45, Beth Wessel Crochelle received 9,036 votes. Sandra Child Smith received 5,730 votes. Eric Cooper received 1,277 votes. Candidate total is 16,043 votes. There was a scattering of 28 votes for a total of 16,071 votes. State Representatives District 46, Lisa K. Heddens received 11,927 votes. Candidate total, 11,927 votes. There was a scattering of 247 votes for a total of 12,174 votes. State Representative District 48, Sherry Taha, received 1,235 votes. Robert Bacon received 1,969 votes. Canada totals 3,204 votes, scattering of 3 votes, so the total was 3,207 votes. State Representative District 49, Mickey Franklin, received 3,568 votes. Dave Dio received 7,186 votes. John Evans received 932 votes. Mike Knox received 647 votes. Candidate total, 12,333 votes. There was a scattering of 13 votes for a total of 12,346 votes. State Senate District 24, Keith Penentley, well, that's not even close, received 1,267 votes. Jerry Bain received 1,926 votes. Candidate total, 3,193 votes. There was a scattering of 6 votes for a total of 3,199 votes. United States Representative District 4, Kim Weaver, received 26,405 votes. Steve King received 21,590 votes. Candidate total is 47,995 votes, scattering of 112 votes for a total of 48,107 votes. United States Senator Patty Judd received 21,472 votes. Charles E. Grassley received 25,475 votes. Charles Aldrich received 1,658 votes. Jim Henniger received 456 votes. Michael Lewick Throms received 194 votes. Candidate total, 49,255 votes, a scattering of 61 votes, for a total of 49,316 votes. Collins Township Trustee Steve C. Shipton received 161 votes. Candidate total was 161 votes, a scattering of 1 vote, for a total of 162 votes. We therefore declare Stephen C. Shipton duly elected for the office of Collins Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Franklin Township Trustee Doug Moore received 976 votes, candidate total of 976 votes. There was a scattering of 19 votes, total of 995 votes. We therefore declare Doug Moore duly elected for the office of Franklin Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Grant Township Trustee, write-in candidates. Dave Swenson received 3 votes. Neil Floyd received 1 vote. Harold Alt received 1 vote. Tracy Hollins received 1 vote. Charles Lloyd received 2 votes. Kent Larson received 2 votes. Lorena Selberg received 1 vote. Pat Lynn received 1 vote. George Patrick received 1 vote. Robert Jensen received 1 vote. Jerry Lynn received 1 vote. Stensland received 1 vote. Susan Brecky received 1 vote. And Blank received 1 vote. Candidate total, 18 votes. There was a scattering of 0 votes. Total, 18 votes. We therefore declare Dave Swenson duly elected for the office of Grant Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Grant Township Trustee to fill a vacancy, write-in candidates. Dave Whitaker received 1 vote. Trish Patrick received 1 vote. Lorena Selberg received 1 vote. Dave Swenson received 1 vote. Dave Stensland received 1 vote. Bill Woodman received 2 votes. Charles Lloyd received 3 votes. Susan Brecky received 1 vote. Candidate total 11 votes. There's a scattering of 0 votes. Total of 11 votes. We therefore declare Charles Lloyd, duly elected for the office of Grant Township Trustee, to fill a vacancy for the residue of the term. Howard Township Trustee Paul N. Risdahl received 230 votes, candidate total 230 votes, scattering of 0 votes, total 230 votes. We therefore declare Paul N. Risdahl duly elected for the office of Howard Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Howard Township Trustee to fill a vacancy. Mark Terdengel received 212 votes. Brian L. Sampson received 197 votes. Candidate total, 409 votes. A scattering of 0 votes. Total, 409 votes. We therefore declare Mark Terdengel duly elected for the office of Howard Township Trustee to fill a vacancy for the residue of the term. Indian Creek Township Trustee, write-in candidates. Suzanne Lawrence received 1 vote. Mike Smith received 1 vote. Roger Pointer received 1 vote. Ron Dunblazer received 1 vote. Bryce Smith received 1 vote. Tara Huntrods received 1 vote. Mike Veers received 1 vote. Tom Pluckett received 1 vote. Dennis Orcott received 1 vote. Mike Tucker received 1 vote. Ryan Hassel received 1 vote. No Idea received 1 vote. None received 1 vote. Randy Pritchard received 2 votes. Brad Plunkett received 1 vote. Eugene Moore received 1 vote. Candidate total 17 votes, or scattering of 0 votes, total of 17 votes. We therefore declare Randy Pritchard duly elected for the office of Indian Creek Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Lafayette Township Trustee Gary L. Uthe received 205 votes. Candidate total, 205 votes. Scattering of 4 votes. Total, 209 votes. We therefore declare Gary L. Uthe duly elected for the office of Lafayette Township Trustee 2016 for a term of 4 years. Lincoln Township Trustee Phil McBride received 106 votes. Candidate total, 106 votes. Scattering, 0 votes. Total, 106 votes. We therefore declare Phil McBride duly elected for the office of Lincoln Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Milford Township Trustee Robert Jacobson received 226 votes. Candidate total, 226 votes. Scattering of 6 votes. Total, 232 votes. We therefore declare Robert Jacobson duly elected for the office of Milford Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Nevada Township Trustee Jeff Collins received 324 votes. Candidate total, 324 votes. A scattering of 1 vote. Total, 325 votes. We therefore declare Jeff Collins duly elected for the office of Nevada Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. New Albany Township Trustee, write-in candidates. Ryan McCollum received 1 vote. Ryan McKinney received 1 vote. Larry Hostetler received 3 votes. Mike Hostetler received 1 vote. Steve Sowers received 2 votes. Ted Rasmussen received 1 vote. Ron Ferris received 1 vote. Candidate total, 10 votes. Scattering of 0 votes. Total, 10 votes. We therefore declare Larry Hostetler duly elected for the office of New Albany Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. Palestine Township Trustee Ronald Finch received 372 votes. Candidate total, 372 votes. Scattering of 2 votes. Total, 374 votes. We therefore declare Robert Finch duly elected.
Robert's later in Washington.
Sorry about that. Ronald Finch is who we declare duly elected for the office of Palestine Township Trustee 2016 for a term of 4 years. Richland Township Trustee Larry E. Hall received 174 votes. Candidate total, 174 votes. A scattering of 2 votes. Total, 176 votes. We therefore declare Larry E. Hall duly elected for the office of Richland Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years. County Auditor Lucy Martin received 25,628 votes. Becky Jordan received 20,132 votes. Candidate total, 45,760 votes. A scattering of 88 votes. A total of 45,848 votes. We therefore declare Lucy Martin duly elected for the office of County Auditor for the term of 4 years. County Sheriff Paul Fitzgerald received 37,116 votes. Candidate total, 37,116 votes. A scattering of 799 votes. Total, 37,915 votes. We therefore declare Paul H. Fitzgerald duly elected for the office of County Sheriff for the term of 4 years. County Board of Supervisors to fill a vacancy, Linda Merkin received 22,865 votes. Martin R. Chitty received 23,729 votes. Candidate total, 46,594 votes. A scattering of 87 votes. Total, 46,681 votes. We therefore declare Martin R. Chitty duly elected for the office of County Board of Supervisors to fill a vacancy for the residue of the term. County Board of Supervisors, Loris Olson received 18,958 votes. Scott Shaven received 18,004 votes. Wayne E. Clinton received 9,747 votes. Candidate total, 46,709 votes. Scattering of 99 votes. Total, 46,808 votes. We therefore declare Loris Olson duly elected for the office of County Board of Supervisors 2016 for the term of 4 years. County Agricultural Extension Council member Tim Kowser received 23,447 votes. Melissa McHaney received 22,191 votes. Megan Jidlicka received 21,150 votes. Leonard Foley received 20,862 votes. Candidate total, 87,650 votes, a scattering of 340 votes. Total, 87,990 votes. We therefore declare Tim Kowser duly elected for the office of County Agricultural Extension Council member 2016 for the term of 4 years. Leonard Foley, duly elected for the office of County Agricultural Extension member 2016 for the term of 4 years. Megan Jedlinka, duly elected for the office of County Agricultural Extension Council member 2016 for a term of 4 years. Melissa McHaney, duly elected for the office of County Agricultural Extension member 2016 for a term of 4 years. County Public Hospital Trustee Nick Johnson received 18,352 votes. James Wright Jr. received 16,638 votes. Galen Schofield received 16,487 votes. Molly A. Trim received 14,560 votes. Okay. So I can go back and write that at the end. Okay. So what I don't have is who we elected hospital trustee. It just cut off on the bottom.
Well, it's the first three there.
Okay, the first three. So we therefore declare Nick Johnson duly elected for the office of County Public Hospital Trustee for the term of 4 years.
And then do the other two as well.
We declare James Wright Jr. duly elected for the office of County Public Hospital Trustee. We declare Galen Schofield duly elected to the office of County Public Hospital Trustee. Both of those are for a term of 4 years. Okay.
That's what I thought.
Got it. It was on the next page. Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner. Gerald Fitzgerald received 24,369 votes. Stephen L. Fales received 21,182 votes. Mark Kimlin received 23,313 votes. Candidate total, 68,864 votes. Scattering of 330 votes. Total, 69,194 votes. We therefore declare Stephen L. Fales duly elected for the Office of Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner 2016 for the term of 4 years. Gerald Fitzgerald duly elected for the Office of Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner for the term of 4 years. Mark Chumlin, duly elected the Office of Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioner 2016 for a term of 4 years. County Agricultural Extension Council member to fill a vacancy, Mary Ann Hines Gardner, received 28,364 votes. Candidate total, 28,364 votes. There was a scattering of 175 votes for a total of 28,539 votes. We therefore declare Mary Ann Hines Gardner duly elected for the office of County Agricultural Extension Council member to fill a vacancy for the term of 2 years. Unity Township Trustee Stacy Link received 212 votes. Candidate total, 212 votes. There's a scattering of 6 votes. Total, 218 votes. We therefore declare Stacy Link duly elected for the office of Unity Township Trustee 2016 for a term of 4 years. Warren Township Trustee David Granzow received 109 votes. Candidate total, 109 votes. Scattering of 2 votes. Total, 111 votes. We therefore declare David Granzow duly elected for the office of Warren Township Trustee 2016 for a term of 4 years. Warren Township Clerk to fill a vacancy, Megan Bird, received 115 votes. Candidate total, 115 votes. Scattering of 1 vote, total, 116 votes. We therefore declare Megan Bird duly elected for the office of Warren Township Clerk to fill a vacancy for the term of 2 years. Washington Township Trustee write-in candidate, Kristen Fabril received 1 vote. Dan J. Wearson received 1 vote. Ron Mallers received 1 vote. Howard Shepard received 1 vote. Lee Harris received 1 vote. Becky Christensen received 1 vote. Ray Ringenberg received 3 votes. Robert Finch received 1 vote. Mayla Shepherds received 1 vote. Nunn received 1 vote. Blank received 1 vote. Candidate total 13 votes. A scattering of 0 votes. Total of 13 votes. We therefore declare Ray Ringenberg duly elected for the office of Washington Township Trustee for the term of 4 years. Mayor of the City of Zeering to fill a vacancy.
Oh,
Orville Nordstrom received 79 votes. Edwina Formanek Edmondson. You want to say it for me? Edwina Formanek Edmondson received 100 votes. Write-in candidate Martin Herr received 34 votes. Candidate total, 213 votes. Scattering of 8 votes for a total of 221 votes. We therefore declare Edwina duly elected for the office of mayor, City of Zeering, to fill a vacancy for the term of 1 year.
I had a correction for you.
Please do.
On the county hospital board trustees.
Yep.
The term is 6 years.
Okay.
I think it was incorrectly stated on your copy that it's 4 years.
Okay.
If you could read those 1 year again with the proper terms, I'd appreciate it.
Let's find those.
If you can find it.
I got it. Okay, so
this is what
we're going back to,
this
is on me. We're going back to County Public Hospital Trustee. Nick Johnson was duly elected to the office of County Public Hospital Trustee 2016 for the term of 6 years. Galen Schofield was duly elected for the office of County Public Hospital Trustee for the term of 6 years. James Wright, Jr. was duly elected for the office of County Public Hospital Trustee for the term of 6 years. We also need to do Howard, we need to do Howard Township Trustee. Oh, this was the elect too, so we have to correct this one. So back to Howard Township Trustee, Mark Kajingle received 212 votes. Brian L. Sampson received 197 votes. Candidate total of 409 votes, or scattering of 0 votes, 409 votes total. So now we therefore declare Mark Kajingle and Brian L. Sampson duly elected for the office of Howard Township Trustee to fill a vacancy for the residue of the term. Okay. And so now with the term in Township Trustee, which Wayne drew lots for earlier today, we have right in the candidate. Arden Griner received 1 vote. Larry Johnson received 1 vote. Paul Sparrow received 1 vote. Mason Starkle received 1 vote. Jonathan Cutler received 1 vote. Amanda Youngquist received 1 vote. Dale Miller received 1 vote. Steve Scheid received 1 vote. David Orbrick received 1 vote. Blank received 1 vote. Scattering total of 10 votes. Candidate total of 10 votes. Scattering of 0 votes. Total of 10 votes. After drawing lots, we therefore declare Steve Scheid duly elected for the office of Sherman Township Trustee 2016 for the term of 4 years.
Nothing to add except for those of you in the audience, when it says scattering, those are write-in votes. And write-in votes only appear on the abstract if they receive 5% or more of the total vote.
All right. And do one of you guys have the we therefore declare?
No, she didn't give it to me.
Oh, Mark, you read what she gave you.
Thank you.
You up shitty. The Board of Supervisors met on November 5th.
No, just no. We therefore. We
declared the camera. That was the wrong thing. Read all of us.
We're breaking in right, Marty.
Okay.
To declare.
To declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the proper jurisdiction.
And I second it.
Yeah, so that was a motion. Wayne seconded. Chitty.
Aye.
Clinton.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Canvass is complete. We certify the results. I want to say what a great job, Lucy, by you and your staff. More than 50,000 people turned out to vote in Story County, including, I believe, the largest early vote total in person we've ever seen. You guys did a phenomenal job handling that. We all thank you very much. Anything else for us to deal with today?
I have to prepare some certificates because we have to draw lots, so I'll be back with additional paperwork to sign.
And before you do that, before you get that, get me what I need to swear her in as Mayor Azuri. So we'll go from there.
Rick's going to swear in the Mayor Azuri, and then Tim Finn, Judge Finn, will be here at 3 to swear in Supervisor Chitty.
Outstanding.
I shall return.
Okay.
Oh, we can go ahead and adjourn in our roles as canvassers.
I believe so. You're signing it.
You're okay. Signing now.
So I take a motion to adjourn.
Don't move. Second.
We got a motion and a second to adjourn in our role of canvassers. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.